Hachette Audio presents Come and Get Us, written by James Patterson and Shan Serafin, read by January Lavoie.
Chapter 1. I had no way of knowing it at the time, but when Aaron told his joke, I was 39 seconds away from driving our minivan through a guardrail, over a cliff, and into a river. I would be steering us down a canyon, bringing the two people in this world I care about most to the brink of death. And somehow, that wasn't the worst thing that happened that afternoon. This is what happened. We were driving down a desolate stretch of highway. Three of us. Me, my husband Aaron, and my daughter Sierra. We were in the gorgeous no man's land between Utah and Arizona, a few canyons north of the Grand One. Normally, I'm chatty behind the wheel, trading terrible jokes and bad puns with Aaron, but roads like these leave no margin for error.
What do you say if you meet a talking duck and an honest lawyer?
He asked. When a car is speeding along a curvy highway and starts to lose traction near the edge of a cliff, the solution, believe it or not, is to turn toward the direction of the skid. This means toward the cliff, toward the unthinkable. It sounds logical from a physics perspective, turning into a skid. It sounds like the sort of level-headed action that everyone at a cocktail party would nod in agreement about. Yes, do that. Steer toward the tragedy. We'd all do that obvious, logical thing. 31 seconds. But what if the reason you're skidding in the first place isn't simply because you lost focus, but because a 3-ton black SUV has intentionally sent you into it? There was an SUV behind us, inches behind us. Its menacing grille was flooding my rearview mirror, looking like Darth Vader's helmet on wheels. The driver, fat, bearded, and ugly, was coming as close as possible to touching my minivan's rear.
Let him think he's winning,
said Aaron, calmly backseat driving me. He was next to our 4-year-old, helping her command the galactic kangaroos in her video game.
Let him think he's winning,
I replied. Why? Sierra had recently reached what many parents herald as the new milestone in child development, how to complain about the Wi-Fi signal she needed to upgrade the game. But Aaron was her voice of reason, and mine. I knew what he was getting at. I should calmly drift over and give the tailgater enough room to split our lane so that he could pass.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?